Gemara brings down another raya. Chiz Meis Menatora from the word Yiranenu Kotze Fayech. Yiranenu is in the future as opposed to Rinenu. And then the Gemara darshens out from the pasuk that it's talking about the Nevi'im will all sing Shira b'Kol Echad b'Yachtov because of the pasuk. Kotze Fayech is referring to the Nevi'im. Yachtov Yiranenu means that they're going to sing the praise together. Now we're holding 1, 2, 3 lines up from the bottom. And I mentioned that we're going to do a pasuk. This is a pasuk that we say, you know, from when we're very young. And I understood a different Mahalachim Pshat pasuk in the pasuk. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Kol Ameinei Halacha Mipi Talmud. It's a very interesting Gemara, and in a certain way, it's somewhat frightening. Anybody who holds back a halacha from a Talmud, Kilu Goyzloi Minachla Savoysof. It's as if he's stealing from the inheritance of his fathers. Shenemar Torah Tziva Alonu Moshe, Mayrosha Kila Shakav Torah Tziva Alonu Moshe is the Torah that commanded Moshe. Mayrosha Kila Shakav, it's a Mayrosha is the loss of inheritance, Kila Shakav, which means to call yourself. And Mayrosha he lechol Yisrael Mishesh Yimei Bereishis. It's a Mayrosha. It's coming. It's an inheritance too. Belongs to Klal Yisrael. Now, we'll come back to this in a second, but Minei Halacha is an interesting lashon in the Gemara that someone who withholds from teaching a halacha. That's what it would seem like when you translate the words. I'm sure you'll see it over here somewhere. That call Minei means if you hold back from teaching when you could teach. Rashi says, I mean, that means you're able to teach somebody and you don't teach the guy. Whatever the reason is, and we'll talk about that tonight, that will be the topic of tonight's conversation, as I said, tonight's shir. It seems like you're a ganav, you're stealing because you withheld the knowledge that you could have imparted to that particular person. Now, the Gemara continues to send this message home. Amar Rav Chana by Bizna, Amar Rav Shimon Mechasida, Kol Meinei Halacha Mipi Talmud, someone who holds back from teaching his Talmud. Afilu Ubrim Shib Meira, even the embryos in the uterus, Mekalal and Nisrei, they give kol, they curse the guy out. Shenema Meinei Bar Kikabu La'im, Meinei Bar is someone who holds back Bar, sustenance, is Torah, is referring to Torah. Yekabu la'oyim ve'in la'oyim el o'ivrim. O'im is talking about the embryo shenemu la'oyim milayim yemot, it's referring to babies that are in utero. Ve'in kabu el klolo shenem amoach ekoi le'kabu yekel. This is the what Bilam said. So the lesson of cursing. So we see that even the babies that are in the mother's stomachs, the womb, they are cursing somebody out who could have taught somebody a halacha and held back.
So when you teach her, you get a mitzvah about Shabbos.
Well, the Gemara is going to discuss that later. That's for Mitzvah Wednesday night. Tonight we're going to discuss what it sounds like for a person who could and doesn't. And then the Gemara will discuss in a few lines. And therefore, if you can imagine that this is what happens when you don't do it, who knows, v'imlamdei maschari, that's in like 6 or 7 lines down. So that'll be Wednesday night's discussion, Beth Hashem. We'll end the week on an upbeat note. But it seems like if you don't teach it and you could have taught him, it's a problem, okay? Now, the Gemara continues. We'll come back to this Gemara to discuss it in a minute. The Gemara continues, and v'im baril atarish and emanashku bar penyena. So, now we have so far that a person is like a gazlan, he's holding back, he stole from the person's Yerusha he could have gotten. Then we find out that the Ugrim, these uteruses are cursing him out. Now Ula by Yishmol says another thing, Menachman Oisei Kekarva, they pierce him like a sieve, they drill holes into him. Siv Acha Yekabu Lo'im Siv Hasam Yikev Chor B'dalta. So what do we see from here? The Gemara darshens out from this pasuk that if you're going to hold back the Torah, So this word is referring to basically drilling holes into the guy, destroying him. In other words, to make a long story short, you don't want to be on the losing end over here. If you had something that you could have taught to a Talmud or to somebody and you held back, it's not a pretty picture. And therefore, a person has to go out of his way to not fall into that trap. So we see that it's a different way, it's a different utensil that has holes in it. Basically, three different things in a nutshell that the Gemara says. You have that you're a goslin because you're holding back from the person's Yerusha. The Ubrim either curse you out, or curse a person out, or they drill holes into him and make him and destroy him, basically. And that's for a person who was meneh halacha, who could have taught a halacha to somebody who didn't teach him a halacha. So now let's try to understand what that means. And in order to understand it, I want to discuss the pasuk, one of the most famous, from Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe, Meirash HaKilas Yaakov. Now, Meirash HaKilas Yaakov is an interesting thing, because if you want to know, the Medrash brings down, Al Tikri Meirash HaEl Yerusha, the Yisrael Olam. It's a Yerusha. That means not only, the difference is that, did you get it, or you're going to get it? Okay, that's really what the term is. But the bottom line is that what the Medrash is learning out is that you got it and always will get it. In other words, to say that from Sheishim HaBreishis, from before the creation of the world, or at the time of creation, the Torah was destined to go to every Yid in Klal Yisrael. It makes no difference how rich or how poor, how smart or how dumb, how gifted or lack of that gift. Every single Yid stood at Har Sinai. Every single Yid has a chelik of that Yerusha in Torah. Every single Yid. This is shot in the Gemara where the person, one of the Amoraim, died and went up to Shemayim, then he came back to life and they asked him, what do you see? He said, oh, Mahapach, what do you see? Al-Yayin, Al-Mata, Tachtayin, Al-Maila. You could have a person sometimes who's very gifted, very good head. And he could learn up, you could start anything, and he could finish it. Then you could have another person, I guess like most of us, the learning gets a little bit difficult. We learn and we forget, we have a hard time figuring it out, and then when we finally figure it out, then we're tired, and then we have a tear down, we have to take care of something, and we forget, and it's a constant struggle. And it could be, in the next world, that the person who finished the entire book, the entire Gemara, the entire whatever, it could be, on his level, he fell short of what he should have accomplished. And the other person, who really didn't know too much, it could be actually achieved or overachieved, according to what his potential was. And in the next world, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is dishing out the reward, you could have the guy who was in this world, the one who everybody stood up for and bowed down to, and he was the holy, holy, and really he fell short, and in the next world he's sitting all the way in the back. And the other fellow who did one page of Gemara, one Masechta, one whatever, but he started late in life, and this is what he could accomplish, and he achieved that, he is pushed all the way to the front. So we see that everybody has that Yerusha, everybody has that Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants each one of us to make a place for it. And there's a Medrash, it brings out a Medrash, it's a famous Marshal. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when Hashem gave the Torah to Klal Yisrael, so it's Medama in the Medrash in Parshas Truma, and I'll read it to you so you hear what happened. Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. If the Medrash wouldn't say this, we wouldn't be able to say this. Hashem said to Klal Yisrael, "Machayti lachem Torasi Kaviyacho." When I gave you my Torah, when I seen that I gave the Torah to Klal Yisrael. Now remember, at the time, all the nations were offered the Torah and they turned it down because each one had a problem with it. It was against my parnasa. This one had a different problem with it. But Lamaisa, Klal Yisrael was given the Torah. Kofalem Harkagigis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them the Torah and said, Im Makabal Mutav Im Lav Shem Teik V'Raschem. And they were Makabal the Torah and became the Am Nivchor of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That the purpose of HaKadosh Baruch Hu creating the world, Imchuk Hashemayim V'Aretz L'Samti, if not for, in Brit Yoyim Malayu L'Shchuk Hashemayim V'Aretz L'Samti, if not for Torah, there would be no creation of the world, there would be no world in existence. And Klal Yisrael took on their shoulders, so to speak, to guard the Torah, learn the Torah, keep the Torah, give over that Masorah to their children and to their children and grandchildren. Tremendous, tremendous responsibility, and yet a tremendous opportunity, because we get schar in the next world to see what we accomplish in this world. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I gave you my Torah, but you should know Kaviyochel Nimkarti Ima. It's as if I gave myself to you. And said, Ichuli Truma. Take from me Truma. And the Medrash darshens out, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying that I gave a chelek of me with the Torah. You didn't just get the Torah and Asina, you got me. HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. Whatever that means. We couldn't say it. The Medrash says it, that Hashem is talking and having a conversation. And he's telling Klal Yisrael, at the time that he gave the Torah, I gave Torah, I gave me. Klal Yisrael and the Torah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is all one. We're all connected. And the Maisa, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, like this Moshel Melech, the Medrash brings down, it's a Moshel. To a Melech, Shoyfel Abbas Techidah. He was a king. And he had an only child, a daughter. It was the only child he had. There was a king from a faraway land that was proposed as a shidduch for his daughter. And it was a good shidduch. And the shidduch went through and now they were engaged to get married and they got married. But this husband has to go back to his land where he is going to be taking over the kingdom. So he has to take his wife with him. The problem is the king doesn't want to lose his only daughter. So he says, look, can I go? And I want to take my wife with me. So Malay, the king says, look, the daughter that I gave is the only child I have. To separate from her, I can't do it. I won't be able to live. I won't be able to go on living if I have to separate from my only child. To tell you not to take her, I can't do that either. I gave it to you for a wife, and I can't expect that you should go live over there and leave your wife over here. That's not reasonable. So I'm in a bind. So what should I do? So the king said, Elazu Toiva Asli, do me a favor. Shekol Mokaim Shata Oilech, Kitin Echor Asli Sheedoit El Etzlecha. Wherever you go, keep a little area for me so I can come visit with you. This way, I could travel to be with my daughter. So wherever you end up, always make the little room, make a separate space for me that I know that I can come whenever I want, how often as I need, to be together with my daughter. That's what I want to do. Says the Medrash, Kach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kach Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, Nasati Lechem Es HaTorah. I gave you the Torah. Lefresh Mimeni Ein Yachar. To separate from the Torah, I can't do. I can't separate from the Torah. But wherever you are, make a place for me. Shenem of Osali Mikdash. Shachati Besecha. Make a Mikdash, make a place Not only does it mean the Dal Ramesh al Halacha, which is one pshat, a shul, a beis medrash, to come sit and learn and be together with Hashem, so Hashem can be together with His Torah while people are learning the Torah, but also within ourselves, make a mishkan, a mikdash in ourselves. When we learn Torah, we connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we definitely walk away a changed person. There is no suffix at all. Somebody who sits and learns even for 1 minute, one pasuk, is not the same as if he would not have learned that one pasuk. There's no suffix at all. At least it's Tanayechad bin Nisina Satara, it is a condition. Shekivit HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yachal Lifresh Min HaTorah, since Hashem can't separate from the Torah, V'chitzar HaKlas is Kitin Echad, Sheyachal HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Adur Boi. We have to be prepared to make ourselves the receptacle for Torah so that Hashem can come be together with us. Now, L'maisa, what does that mean? That means that Torah is given by Yerusha Meirosha Kilosakar, and we are connected to Hashem. It's not in the abstract. Hashem is running the entire world. Everything that happens is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We know that. We mamin and we believe it. If we open our eyes, it's because Hashem wanted it. Whatever happens, Hashem wanted it. That's the material. And we are connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through that Yerusha of Torah. And everybody has a chelik of that. It's not shot when a guy dies and leaves the Yerusha, so only the smart children are in the Yerusha. No. If he's got 10 kids, they're all included. The ganze klal, everybody here is included. Therefore, the Gemara says, Kameinei Halacha, if you hold back a Halacha, you don't teach, you're holding back from this person a chelik of his Yerusha, now you're keeping him away from becoming connected to Hashem. It's Daka coming to you, the Urim and all of these other punishments that the Gemara delineates and illustrates. It makes sense to us because we understand it's not just that you didn't tell him the Halacha. You prevented that connection. He wasn't able to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu because you withheld that little bit of Torah that you could have imparted over to that person. So that's the simple understanding. It sounds complicated, but that's the simple understanding. Because if you look in the Marsha, Marsha says something that's really sketchy. If you thought that what we discussed now is a little frightening, let me read to you one line in the Marsha, which is really how the Marsha got to this is a whole schmooze in and of itself, what I think is pshat. But let me just tell you what the Marsha says. One minute. Find it. Here we are. Okay, the Marsha says the second to the last paragraph on Tzadik Aleph on the base. Kamenei Halacha Mibi Talmidei Keila Geizla. What's a loyma? He's gonna tell me what pshat is. Now, this is amazing. He says She'enu loymed imatamid kirav preda. You did not do it like Rav Preda did it. He learned with his Talmud 400 times. Now, let's understand this. Somebody who's able to give over Allah, and he doesn't give it over. So like we just explained, he's taking away the ability to connect and become a chelik of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That we can understand. At least tell the guy the halacha. But now, says the Marsha, that's not what it means. You have to make sure it's fluent by him. And the only way you could do that is teach it them 400 times. And if you don't do that, you're going to get all what the Gemara says is coming to you.
That's amazing.
Fourth pshat in this mashal. So I want to suggest to you what could be a mahalach pshat in a way that we could also relate to it. And I said this over actually a few months ago in this Beis Medrash in the morning. There was a few Malbatim that made a siyum. I forgot. You were there?
Yeah, it was my shir.
So you were there at the shir?
Yes.
Do you remember what I said?
No, not again.
What?
Not again.
Okay, I won't hold it against you. Okay, but as I say it, I'm going to say the same, but I'm going to bring out a different point from that Gemara. I don't remember who even gave the shir. I just remember. Remember? Mm-hmm. So let's understand this Marsha, what it means, but in order to do it, we have to understand what happened with Rav Preda. It will come back to you, because the story is the same. But the limud that I want to take out, the answer al Gemara, is different than the limud that I took out then about the making a sin. But it's the exact same Gemara. It's a Gemara in Ervin, on Daf Nundal, Amud Beis. Let me tell you the story. You know the story. But let's understand the story, finally. I prayed to have a Talmud. I prayed to have a Talmud. To have a Tonalei Arba Mea Zimni. He used to learn with him 400 times the Gemara, the Gomar, and then he knew it. I mean, that means that at the 398th time, he didn't know. The 399th time, yeah, it was still not crystal clear. On the 400th time, kabam, he got it. This Talmud knew it. It was fluent. But lo and behold, Yom Chag, one day, boy of the Milsa de Mitzvah, Tanalei v'lo gomar. One day, Rav Preda had to leave to take care of a mitzvah, because someone had come in the middle and said to me he had to leave. And Rav Preda had to finish his shir, so he taught the Talmud like he did every day 400 times. And then he did the 400th time, and he said to him, okay, so do say it over. And the Talmud looked at him with a blank stare. He didn't know it. Tamalea, in the Mishnah, what's going on? Every day I teach you, and on the 400th time, you know it. Today I'm taught it to you, and on the 400th time, you didn't know it. What's going on? Tamalea, so the Talmud said to Rav Preda, Medea hi shaita, Tomele lamar, ikim milsa de mitzvah, askui ladaite. From the time that fellow came in and told you about the thing you have to take care of, I stopped concentrating. Because I said to myself, okay, now you're going to have to leave. Now you're going to have to leave. So I wasn't able to focus on what you were teaching me. And therefore, even though you taught it 400 times, it didn't penetrate because I was spaced out. I wasn't able to follow what you were doing. So Amalei, so I prayed to say to the Talmud, Hav daitech. The Isni Lich. Okay, good excuse. So now pay attention. We'll start all over. Heard the tunnel late, Dalin Mays, and Nachrini. He went and turned him 400 more times. So now, this is what Rav Preda did. Do we understand it? His goal was to get this Talmud to know it. And it happened to take 400 times. If it would have taken 410 times, he would have did that. It happened to be on the 400th time, that's when it became clear to this person. For this case, the guy fell short. He didn't know it. So I prayed and said, okay, I didn't accomplish what I set out to do. I don't want to be Menei Halacha. I don't want to be in the category of the Gemara and Chelek. So I'll do it 400 more times until this guy knows it. So that's what he did. After he finishes his 800th time, Nafka Baskar. A Baskar came out from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from Shemayim. V'amalei nichelich delisu lecha dalen meyashoni, oydin sizku at v'darcha le'yom adi asi. He says, a Baskar came out and said, which would you prefer as reward for doing such an amazing job? Would you like to live for another 400 years? Or do you want that you and your dar should be zecha to Olam Haba? Which one would you like? This is the choice that Rav Preda had to choose from. So Amar, so he answered, the nizku ano v'dayuri la'omadas. He said that me and my daughter should be zechah to the next world. So amalei makadosh baruch hu tenu loy zu v'zu. Give them both. That's the end of the story. And we discussed one aspect of it a number of months ago. Now it's coming back to you. This story.
Yeah, I remember the story.
Okay. Let's discuss it in this case. Let's try to take a different angle. The Gemara is telling us if you menei halacha, terrible things are going to happen. Says the Marsha, it means you got to do it like a craving. Okay? Now, what was so special? This I discussed last time. The Repreda said, I want that me and my daughter should get Elam Haba. And because of that, I said to give them both. Because of that, give them both. Wait a minute here. Why shouldn't he choose that? He had the chance for him and his whole daughter to go straight to Elam Haba. That's what he chooses. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu says give them both. That means that as far as Hashem was concerned, Reb Preda really would have preferred to choose the other choice. And since he didn't, and he put the door before his own needs, give them both. And we explained at the time that the pshat was that Reb Preda B'emes wasn't so interested in the next one. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chesed. He was interested in, wait a minute, I could have another 400 years of teaching every single day my Talmud 400 times and sometimes 800 times. Hey, I want to take that. Because that was his matara. He was in this world to teach, to get people connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what his goal was, and he was focused. If after 120, or in this case 520, he was going to end up getting rewarded, okay, so be it. But that wasn't why he did what he did. He did what he did because he wanted to spread Torah, to share Torah, change a person's life. When a person learns Torah, he's a different person. That was his goal. And he wanted that. But he's realized that his daughter was going to benefit by going to Olam Haba, and he was willing to put their needs before his own. That was the ultimate sacrifice that Hashem said, okay, now you're going to get both. Not only are you going to get the 400 years, but you're going to get the Olam Haba as well. Not only are you going to get the Olam Haba, you're going to get the 400 years as well. So now, understanding that, understanding what Reb Preda did, let's take it one more step that we didn't discuss. At that point, if you remember correctly, we discussed the pasuk of him to Vakshenek HaKesef. I don't know if you remember, about someone has to search for Torah and Yerushalayim in different ways. Maybe you don't remember that. Okay, so we'll discuss that in Mishnah. That's on the next Gemara, about if you teach it, what the schar will be. Okay, we'll discuss that, Bez Hashem. But let's understand a little bit deeper. When Reb Preda taught the Gemara, and he got up to the 300th time, did he think that this Talmud was going to know it on the 301st time? Why should he? He didn't know it the first 300th. He's going to know it now one more time? That means when Reb Preda started out his process, it wasn't with the goal to get to 400. It just happened to be, if at 400 he knew it, so after a certain amount of time, Reb Preda realized it took 400 times for this guy to know it. But what would happen the first time Reb Preda did it? What made him do it the 20th time? What made him do it the 30th and the 300 and the 399th time? Was the possibility that next time was going to create that idea, that connection, that this person knew that Gemara, knew that halacha, which was going to create that bond with him and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like we just said, Mirosh, Akil, Shaka, even at Gemara. The possibility of that happening was such a motivator that you couldn't have prevented or prayed it from doing it. It wasn't should I or shouldn't I? It's how could I not? That's because Rani is 90. It was a clear understanding that Torah is the DNA of every single Yid. Every single Yid has within him the koiches to learn, has within him the opportunities that come with learning. Avadil from Saragra, the more you push, the more you work, the more reward you're going to get. There's no question about that. Like we said at the beginning of this year. But everybody has that Yerusha. My Rosh Hashanah Shaka, it's a chiluk that a person is not the same forever and ever if there's a halacha or a gemara that he could have did and he didn't do. Or that you could have given over and you didn't give over. And therefore, if it's 100 times or 400 times, if the person doesn't know it, you didn't give it to him. So what the Marsha is saying is I feel like we're praying that that's what you're going to have to do. Because otherwise you didn't do it. You didn't do it. It's not a kunt to go say something. I would do it with my son Chumash. And he didn't know it. The language is hard. He doesn't know Hebrew yet. And it was very hard for him. And I'm trying to do it. And it was frustrating. And I started realizing that I was not having the patience that I should have had. So I had to step back, start all over, finish. I had to change my mindset. So I was thinking, what's the pshat? Because I want my kid to know it. And then I realized, yeah, but I have to give it the time for him to adjust to the way things are done in Israel and the language and everything, because he had to, it's all in Hebrew, he doesn't know it. And I had to juggle it. Because on one hand, I wanted him to know it. On the other hand, realistically, he wasn't going to know it. He was going to start getting fluent in the reading, but he really wasn't going to know because he just doesn't know a language. You don't learn a language in one day. It doesn't work. So I was speaking to somebody about it this morning. And I was trying to understand. I tried to understand a simple thing like that. And I realized that we're afraid to. I didn't do what we're afraid to do. I did the pasuk maybe 400 times. But we're afraid they didn't get frustrated. Because I was trying to get him to know it. We're afraid to. Was trying to make sure he taught it. If you teach it, then if the person knows it, he knows it. If he doesn't, he doesn't. Keep teaching it, and eventually he'll know it. It's a big nafka mina. Kamina halacha means you hold back a halacha from that guy. That means it's not so much that you got to teach it as much as that you want to make sure that guy knows it. There's a big difference. There's a very big difference. On me, there's a big difference. Because you approach the giving, the learning, the teaching in a whole different perspective. There's a whole of course, a person wants to make sure that when he teaches something, the person understands it. But the nekuda over here is that you got to make sure that you're setting the table. You're giving him everything that's necessary for him to get what he needs to get. You can't know that he's going to know it or not. That's not what Repeater was. Repeater wanted to teach Torah. And if it was 400 times, it was 800 times. It made no difference. It made no difference. He looked at the chesaron that, hey, if you didn't get it, it's because I didn't teach it well. And that's what the Gemara says. That I thought you weren't spoken, that you had to leave. That means somehow there must have been some feeling that this Talmud picked up that caused a distraction by him. Or something happened. And therefore the prince said, okay, I gotta do it again. He didn't say he hates your fault. He didn't say that. It's a limit for us in how we deal with our children, with our chaverim, with our people. It's more than having patience. It's understanding what our goals are, what our job is, how to approach doing it. Things aren't done in 2 seconds. And to get to the bottom of it, to understand learning, it takes a lot of work. It takes a lot of work. Tremendous amount of work. And we all know that. We work on learning. And it's a very hard job sometimes. Someone once went over to one of my yeshivas and complained that she said that her husband, she doesn't see him really learning so stark, and she's working so hard that he should be in kollel, and she doesn't really see it. And the yeshiva said, do you have a chiyuv of Talmud Torah? She said, no. She said, well, you don't have the yitzhar hara for bittul Torah either. So she said, what do you mean? She says, if you knew just how stark the yitzhar hara is able to be, and how smart and how conniving he's able to pull so many tricks on us to get to anything, give tzedakah, just don't learn Torah. If you wouldn't be coming here complaining. You don't have the chiyuv of lima Torah, and mainly you don't have the yitzhar hara about bittul Torah. That's what he told her. Now, I don't think she walked away and understood it, but at least she walked away and felt she got it off her chest, and the Rashiva told her, you know, don't worry about it. So that much she got. But we, as yeshiva-like, we've been a Torah, Balabata, we sit and learn Torah. We try to learn Torah. We try to get, and we know how hard it is. So Reb Chatzchel says over, Revolving a Chiddush, and he says, you should know, don't give up. He says, a lot of people, sometimes they could go a day, a week, a month, and not really learn much. And they almost feel like saying, forget about it. So he says, no, don't do that. Because this is all our Yerusha. And he says, a king's child runs away, or he has a Yerida, and the other one has Shachas to the kingdom, and he runs to a faraway land. Inside, that little flame is flickering, that he knows he could always come back and he'll be welcomed in to the palace again, because he is the son of the king. He knows that. So it could be a week, it could be years, but he could always come. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, my Rasha Kilas Yaakov is forever. Not Yerusha, my Rasha, I gave it to you, and I'm constantly giving it to you. And if you take a break, if you get a Shvachkeit, you're not learning so sharp one time, or 1 week, or 1 month. You can come back, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes you in with that same, as if you never left. Never left. We're his children. That's Torah Tziva Lonu Moshe, my Rasha Kilas Yaakov. That we come connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If Chas Shalom ever take that break, Hashem is still waiting to get reconnected.